Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to our Monday morning prayer. It's a pleasure to be with you today. My name is Saida Brown, and I am the founder of the Women in Business Global Initiative. My company is Impact, and I am so happy to come before you. For the entire year of 2011, my personal goal is to strengthen 2011 women via entrepreneurship by December 31st, 2011. And you know what? We're on our way there. I know we can do it. I know we can strengthen each other. The Bible talks about iron sharpening iron. You know, iron is such a very, very hard substance, and that's what it takes to strengthen each other. We have to be strong so that way we can strengthen our sister. We have to be strong so that way we can keep each other in check and hold each other accountable. The journey of entrepreneurship is not an easy one. Trust me when I tell you, it is not an easy one. There are so many mountains you're going to have to climb, rough roads that you'll have to trek over, and the terrain can be bumpy at best. But you know what? If we have women, other women that we can reach out to and connect with and share and grow with, it just makes the journey a little bit easier. During our year of strengthening women, I believe we need to strengthen each other externally, but we also need to strengthen ourselves. And one of the best ways to strengthen yourself is through prayer and meditation. This has nothing to do with religion. Let me say it again. This has nothing to do with religion and everything to do with your relationship with the universe and your relationship with yourself. That's what this has to do with. When you pray, it's not about speaking to a God high up in the sky who sits high and looks low to all of my saints out there. We've heard that so many times. God sits high and looks low. No. Prayer is about reaching inside of yourself, reaching deep, deep down, trying to discover who you are, and reaching out to that supreme energy and that supreme force to guide you on your journey. That's what prayer is really, really about. Prayer is about restoration. Prayer is about restoring, rejuvenating your soul. Prayer is about tapping into that unlimited potential that God has given you. God is there, and the source is there to supply every possible need that you would ever have in the whole wide world. But you know what? You have to tap into it. I give that example all the time that when you come home from work at night and you come in from a long day and you walk into the house and the lights are out, what is the first thing that you do? The very first thing you do is turn on the lights. Well, you have to know that there's energy flowing in the system within the walls, whether you turn on that light switch or not. There's energy flowing regardless. So you need to know, we all need to know and be reminded that there's energy flowing in this world and that it's up to us to tap into that energy to make our life in this plane better and easier to deal with, and it also strengthens us. I want to share a short scripture, and it comes from the book of Daniel, chapter 4. So the book of Daniel, chapter 4, verse 34 and 36. And it talks about restoration. It talks about restoration because that's what prayer really helps us do. Prayer is about restoring our soul. Prayer is about strengthening us. That's what it's really, really, really about. So from the book of Daniel, chapter 4, verse 34 and 36. And the word of God reads as follows. At the end of that time, I, Nebuchadnezzar, raised my eyes towards heaven, and my sanity was restored. Then I praised the Most High. I honored and glorified him who lives forever. And then as we drop down to verse 36, At the same time, my sanity was restored. My honor and splendor were returned to me for the glory of my kingdom. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. This is what it says right here, verse 36. At the same time that my sanity was restored, my honor and splendor were returned to me for the glory of my kingdom. We can take that to read as follows. And again, whatever denomination you are, just take this for what it is. Please let's not split hairs about how it was interpreted in one version or a different. That's not what it's about. I'm reading from the New International Version. But in verse 36, at the same time, and he's talking about the same time, he raised my eyes towards heaven. Prayer, my sanity was restored, my honor and splendor. Your sanity, your peace, your I am, it was restored. That can only be restored through communication with yourself and God. And many believe that's one and the same. They were returned to me, which is yourself, for the glory of my kingdom. And I believe that's your business. I believe that God has given us all a gift and a talent and a skill to be able to sustain our families and to sustain our loved ones and to have a nice life based on what he has given us. Our organic skill, our organic talent was given to us to grow and sustain ourselves, to take that journey, but also to sustain our families. That's your kingdom. But the only way you can be strengthened for the journey to maintain your kingdom and to build up your kingdom is through prayer. I received an email from a woman last night. Let me read this very quickly. And this email, and I'm reading her name because she was open about it. It wasn't a private message. And it says, "Hello, beautiful sister. I'm emailing to respond to the offer of prayer for business women at 6 a.m. Please include me in your prayer call. Thank you for the love, and I look forward to meeting you when in Orlando." I will be going to Orlando soon. And her name is Michelle Shelley Hastings. So as we prepare ourselves for prayer, let's all send our energy to Sister Shelley Hastings in Orlando, just to touch her as we go into prayer this morning. Please prepare your hearts and minds. Good morning, Heavenly Father. Thank you for the time that you've given us. Thank you for connecting us to godly relationships and godly connections so that way we can be strengthened for the journey that you've placed before us. Heavenly Father, we know that everything that comes to us is because of your grace and for your mercy. God, as we pray and come before you this morning and look inside to ourselves for strength and endurance, we keep Sister Shelley Hastings in Orlando, Florida, lifted up to you because we know you can strengthen us, you can empower us, you are all there is. God, we know that everything that happens to us happens for our greatest good. We know that we live for you and through you every day. God, let your light shine through us so that we can be the beacon of light for women whose way is lost. God, we know you're trusting us to carry your word forward through our businesses, through our actions, through our relationships. No matter what happens in our businesses, Father God, let us always remember that we are with you and you are with us. Let us always walk and do things with a level of integrity and decency and in an orderly way so people can see that we have and we answer to a higher boss. No matter what happens in the world around us, God, we know that we are your example on this side of heaven, Father God. Thank you for all of the resources that you are placing before us this week. Thank you for all the money that you are putting right at our feet this week, Father God. We know that you are not in the counterfeiting business and that you have stored, the riches are stored up for the wicked and restored to the righteous. We are prepared to receive that, Father God, and we are prepared to be good stewards of everything that you give us. We thank you, Lord, in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus Christ, that we continue to walk strong and walk boldly on this earth so we can carry our businesses forward, that we take the money and the relationships and the resources that you give us, and we are good stewards of that money. We are good stewards of our time. We are good stewards of our resources to really advance humanity while caring for our families at the same time. Father God, may the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts always be acceptable in your sight. We ask these things and walk boldly before the throne in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, ladies, for joining me this morning. It's very, very important that as we go before the world and talk about our claim that we are in business, that we walk with Jesus and God inside of us. Thank you, ladies, and may you all have a very, very prosperous week. I ask one thing. To stay connected with me, you can log on to my blog, Cy Brown, or you can just find me on Facebook under Syeda Brown. And just know that our fan page, which I hate calling it a fan page, but that's what everyone calls it, is Welcome to Impact. So you can log on to facebook.com/welcometoimpact. Always remember that we should pass through this world but once. Any good, therefore, that we can do or any kindness that we can show to any human being, let us do it now. Let us not defer or neglect it, for we shall not pass this way again. Ladies, make today the best day in the whole wide world. It's Monday morning. It's 6 a.m., and let's start our week off right. Thank you so much for your time, and thank you for listening. I love you all. May God bless you all, and I'll see you all online. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.